This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
I think the arm is coming forward. We're going to see if this is a sack or not.
That's going to be a close one.
Recovered by the defense. First down.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, Patriots Monday, reacting to the Pats' 48-18 beatdown of the Commanders. That's a 12-win team, Keefe. That's a team that was in the NFC title game a year ago.
Spanked them.
I mean, I'm not sure how many other guys from a year ago played in that game. It didn't seem like many.
They remain undefeated on statue nights as well. Throw that down in the books.
Great call.
Big W.
Great call.
Covered the spread and then some, which was 6.5. The total in the game was rising like crazy. Opened, I think, 34, ended at like 36.5.
Vegas knew.
Patriots hit that on their own almost at the half.
Although you told me Vegas actually doesn't know since they lost every single.
They're getting smoked. I think it might be smarter to bet preseason football than regular season. I always thought it was the other way around.
Preseason football, buying opportunity or sucker's bet.
No. Buying opportunity.
Just in general, it's buying opportunity.
You'd be a sucker not to if you didn't get in on some of these sweet deals.
So you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Speaking of the Brady statue unveiling, we'll get to that coming up about 15 minutes from now. What'd you think? How'd Brady handle it? We have thoughts on all of that coming up here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the Red Sox in the 11 o'clock hour. We have a hashtag Dork Minute spoiler-free weapons review.
Oh, yeah.
Which
number
I saw
at the box office.
I saw did quite well at the box office.
Yes,
that
sir.
Comes your way 11:45 today. We have another Bill Jordan story to coming up. So a lot of good stuff on the program today with all your phone calls. I want to get back into Drake May. I mean, that fumble was horrendous. He wasn't helped by his O-line on that play. But just a poor decision by a guy who you were hoping would get some of that out of his game. We only saw two drives. One of them was a brain-dead decision. And so you were hoping to see some growth there. You did not. I'll let you know it carried over into practice yesterday as well, which we'll get to coming up. But beyond Drake May, and we talked about Travion Henderson briefly, maybe that's your answer, Keefe. Who stood out to you in that game on Friday night?
Well, DJ James has been a guy that has sort of flashed all camp long, and he's gotten a lot of opportunities because Carlton Davis has pretty much been out the whole time. A couple appearances here and there.
And he was back yesterday getting more reps, Carlton Davis.
And
I think DJ James left early with an injury, so that's something to monitor.
That.
But that pick was great.
But Christian Gonzalez obviously got hurt about halfway through. So James and Austin have been two names that have been called a lot. And if you go back and watch the play of that, you know, the receiver kind of falls and like Sam Harper kind of throws it to him. But I just think it's more about just him showing up a lot and his name being like called out. And not to say that he's going to be either one of these guys, but the same thing was said about Malcolm Butler and J.C. Jackson.
He's getting comped to both.
Yes.
I think those are both maybe high end, but fair comps.
And because we know how those what players they turned into. So you're like, oh, well, that's crazy. It's like, well, that happened to them at one point. And if every day you leave practice being like, oh, that DJ James made another couple of plays, like he made another couple of plays. And as much as we say, oh, these receivers aren't going up against the top corners every day at practice, these guys are holding their own. Like Alex Austin and DJ James have been good throughout camp. And then it was just kind of, you know, another example of it in the game on Friday.
So, look, I thought Efton Chisholm, and it was, again, second,
yeah,
third teamers. But his name popped a lot. I guess he had a nice catch yesterday. So that'd be another name I'd have on the list. Is a guy who
also,
I don't expect to make a big impact, but I now think he's back on the team.
See, I still don't. And I know I saw Fitzy was tweeting about that a lot. He thinks he's definitely on the team. Mike Vrabel's always spoke real highly of him. I don't see how you do it. I mean, if you mean like practice squad team, then I would say yeah. I don't know how he's on the active roster.
Well, how many receivers do you think they're going to carry?
Five or six.
Okay, so if it's it has to be six to get him on the team, but it's really between him and Javon Baker. And Javon Baker is playing special teams. Maybe that's a good sign to make the roster for him if he's out there as a gunner. But Chisholm was playing special teams as well as a returner.
Yeah, like, Baker showing up on special teams obviously is a big sign, good sign for him.
I think it comes down to those two, if you're going to carry six.
Yeah, I mean, because Kendrick Bourne just being banged up probably knocks him out of there,
like,
right?
I feel like he's on the outside looking in, yeah.
And Chisholm kind of stood out even with the level of competition that he was out there with, because the wide receivers did nothing. Like, Steph Diggs didn't play in the game. And then when Drake May was out there, it was throwing to tight ends and backs. Like, it wasn't even – they didn't get those guys involved at all. Because I was wondering, like, is Pop Douglas and Kayshon Booty going to be able to kind of separate themselves a little bit or continue their good camp? Nothing. You know, they didn't make any bad plays. They just didn't make any plays at all. There was nothing there for them.
So the reason I think Chisholm may be on the roster is, are you going to be able to get him through to a practice squad? Now that he's put some numbers up in a preseason game.
Yeah.
He had six grabs for 50 yards. He had an 11-yard punt return. He had a touchdown. I just think preseason production kind of skew me towards, let me keep this guy as opposed to keep Javon. I think Javon Baker's got a better chance of getting to your practice squad.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, Baker, at least
based on draft pedigree,
you got drafted. Yeah. Like, I think, you know, they'll see him, and maybe somebody else was like, I was also going to take a fifth round flyer on him, and now he's available. Like, we'll just grab him. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to over. Like, I think the Patriots receiver room is in a better spot today than I thought it was a month ago. But I also don't think that teams around the league are going to be like, all right, let me know who the seventh guy is there. Let me snap him up. Like, I think they'll still get through.
Look at all the guys out there.
Ooh, John Giles is available.
Which, speaking of depth, Jalen Polk had one little end-around, like, hurt, jet sweep type of play and did nothing with it.
Right.
Like, I thought, I'm like, oh, here we go. He's getting involved. Nope. And immediately got hurt.
Got hurt, yeah.
And so if he's making the club, it'll be on IR.
Is that one
That's
of those?
That's how he's going to make the club.
I was going to say, there might be. That happened with, I forget, was it Duke Dawson or Cyrus Jones? They had another, like, second-round pick bust that was just, like, on IR, and you're like, what? Like, he wouldn't have made the team anyway, but okay, fine. If you want to just put him on there, then so be it.
When we were all like, Jalen Polk has no shot at making the team, we didn't think about
loophole
getting hurt and getting placed on IR. Yeah. You mentioned Steph Diggs. Vrabel was asked about this morning. His first appearance on a Patriots Monday on the Greg Hill Show. No Greg, interestingly enough.
No.
But you can check that out on the Odyssey app. Use the Rewind feature, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Here's what Mike Vrabel had to say about Steph Diggs not suiting up on Friday.
Mike, it's awesome that it seems like Stephon Diggs is going to be good for week one. Holding him back on Friday, is that just out of precaution with his recovery?
Coach's decision.
Wow. Not the quarterback's decision.
Nope.
That was the Milton thing we heard. So, coach's decision. Okay. Now, he wasn't alone.
No, good point. No stumble there on that one.
Nope.
Just a straight coach's decision. Yeah.
So, Steph Diggs, Carlton Davis, Christian Barmore, Morgan Moses, obviously Bourne and Gonzalez, who we like know are injured, but still managing some of the other guys, which I'm not surprised. Friday during the show, we were making our predictions.
I didn't think he was going to
see think he was going to play either.
I'll be consistent. I'd rather see him at the joint practices than in a preseason game. I don't need to see him in a preseason game.
Yeah.
I was nervous when he didn't show up at the start of joint practice last week. I want to see him out there this week against the Vikings, but I do still think things are trending in the right direction for him. Although, Diggs did have a drop yesterday to cap things off in the two-minute drill at the Patriots' final training camp practice that's open to the public. I think media's there today. They'll see, like, stretching and stuff. I don't think they're going to see the full workout today.
Some calisthenics, maybe?
I don't believe. We'll see if Will Campbell can get all the way to his toes. but Diggs has had a few drops lately in camp.
Yeah.
I think it's plateaued for him would be the fair way to put it. I think that's how Giardi said it late last week. I think that's fair. Something to monitor.
Yep.
But I'm not overly concerned he didn't play in the preseason game. Drake May apparently had a brutal day yesterday, too.
Nice.
Which, outside of the joint practice, which I do put a lot of stock in, and that still finished with a pick.
No, it ended poorly, but he was great during it.
He's had a lot of these lately. The scrimmage, the preseason game, this practice. He had a bad practice last Monday as well. He was 5-for-13 with a near interception. I guess the eraser Woodson couldn't quite corral it coming into the ground. Took a couple of sacks. There was a fumbled snap. And they struggled in the red zone. So your thoughts on the Patriots and what you saw out of Drake May. Let's start it off with Mark in Medford. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going great.
So from what I hear from Trevion Henderson, is that how you say his first name?
Trevion
Henderson.
Uh-huh.
Not only can he return kicks for 100 yards and he's fast, I hear he's an excellent receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah, well, he caught three passes on Friday night, if you watched.
Yeah, you heard correct.
Yeah.
Could this be the new – I mean, they haven't had anybody like that since James White.
Okay, could he be the new James White, Keith?
Yes, he would be even better. And James White was awesome. James White was great. James White really – and he kind of like – did he redshirt for almost like 2 years on the team, and then he kind of took over the pass-catching back?
At least a year, yeah. He did the Vereen path, yeah.
And he's like – I would imagine he's one of Tom Brady's favorite teammates he's ever had. He just always seemed to make the right play, was always going forward, was never somebody that you would confuse with like the top upper echelon backs, but made so many big plays and caught a million passes. Yeah, I mean, they drafted Henderson in the second round, an early second round pick. I think the expectation kind of is something like that, but maybe a guy that you can hand the ball to more than you would James White.
Yeah, I'd be nervous if I were Ramondre after that game on Friday. And
Ramondre looked pretty good, though.
He was involved, and he was out there at the beginning. What did he finish with?
Seven for 36.
Okay, that's really not that bad.
Yeah, 13-yard carry.
Seven!
I have a nickname idea, actually.
Oh.
You guys ready for this? You guys all sitting down? Looks like it. You know Cerberus, the three-headed dog monster that guards the underworld?
I know a succubus, which is what
Cerberus.
Bill is in a relationship with.
Cerberus, yeah, we'll get to her later. Cerberus, three-headed dog monster,
okay.
Protects the underworld?
Sure.
I think the Patriots might have a Cerberus backfield. I've come to this conclusion. I think Ramondre Stevenson,
uh-huh.
Antonio Gibson, and Trevion Henderson are all going to be involved, and they're going to sort of all feed off each other, and they're going to be referring to it as the Cerberus backfield.
Nice.
What do you think?
I have a feeling that's going to catch on.
Thumbs up in the back?
All of it.
Remember where you were when you heard it.
Loved it.
Because
okay.
I feel like that's catching on. For sure.
I don't know how we copyright things. I've never gone about copywriting things, but I know that's going to be a t-shirt. I'm going to lose out on money on that. But the Cerberus backfield.
Ken, let's get some hats. For those, if you could. Let's get those going.
Well, it's not going to be hats.
If you don't mind. 617-779.
Something to chew on out there.
793.
Twitch chat loves it.
Twitch chat is going nuts. They're like, oh, my
crazy
God.
For it.
Where do I get my merch? How do I do that? No, the one concern I have with Henderson, and I feel better after watching him on Friday, is he's small. But he ran over a defender on Friday. So,
two. He had one even on one of his catches. He like stuck a guy with his shoulder and knocked him down. He broke a tackle.
So to me, that would be my concern. Can he be a full-time player at that size?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, Jahmyr Gibbs is not a big back either, and that's a guy who's electric. So on the high end, you hope he could be that. And at bare minimum, I think he can be a factor in the passing game, a la a Shane Vereen, James White type, Kevin Falk type. 617-779-7937. We got your phone calls there on Jones and Keefe. Let's get to our thoughts, and we have them on the Brady statue unveiled on Friday night. What'd you think? We'll give you our thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
As for the statue itself, Jeff, you and your team did an incredible job. Seriously, it is so accurate, so detailed. Hold on one sec. Hello? Really? Okay. Sorry, Jeff. That was Coach Belichick. He said there's still room for improvement.
I think we can all agree with Brady. Room for improvement on that thing.
I would agree. Statues are a tough cookie to crack. We've been over this before. There's not a lot of great statues where you look at it, you're like, ah, it's a perfect statue. In fact, in the South, they're like tearing statues down left and right. You see that?
Well, I think they're coming back.
Are they bringing it back?
I think in Trump's America, they're coming back.
They're bringing it back up. Yeah. So they kept them on ice. They didn't destroy them.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. No, but the takeaway was tiny head, like the guy in Beetlejuice, looked a little bit like that guy. I didn't love the pose. I wanted a football.
So generic.
I wanted a football, not just a hand in the air.
It was such a generic.
Yeah.
It wasn't. We all thought it was going to be with a Lombardi. We thought Billy sniffed this out on Friday.
Yeah, good instincts by Bill.
No Lombardi.
Not just hand in the air.
Just a raised fist. Yay. Celebrating, I guess you'd assume, a victory. I don't know.
Maybe a first down, like a pivotal first down. We don't know what it was. But I didn't. Yeah, the head's really small. The face, they did a really smart thing. And they didn't have his mouth agape.
Yeah.
Those always go wrong.
Those don't go wrong.
As soon as you're like, hey, let's get in there.
You
let's
try
get
to
the
show
teeth.
Emotion.
Like,
no, not going to work.
Just like literally stone face.
It was an early career Brady, though. This was like Tara Reid Brady. He looks a little chunkier.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
Sharknado Tara Reid?
American
Pie? Because his head looked a little tiny.
Well, so is
like
that
Van
what
Wilder or like Sharknado 3?
Oh, no. Well, that's a big difference. But yeah, I think more of the Van Wilder Tara Reid. Yeah.
Nice.
But, yeah, he was a chunkier early career Brady, I think.
I said as soon as that sheet came off, Brady looked at it and went home and immediately did sit-ups.
Yeah. He's like, this is no good.
He's like, I am not having pizza for the rest of 2025. I will not have a slice.
Do you think Belichick really called him like at that time?
Oh, yeah. I think I was Bill on the other end.
Or was there a chance it was just a hilarious joke? Did you hear the one lady in the background laughing before he even said anything? He just went to his phone. He hadn't even delivered the line yet. Yeah. She was like, yes!
I'm guessing she tailgated.
Probably.
Guessing,
good for her.
I'm guessing she got there early.
Not a lot of statue days.
Tailgated. Yeah, well, that's true. That's the only statue there.
So that's cool. No, I mean, there should be a statue for Brady.
It should have been worse. It should be better than the one they had.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
Right.
But
like many things in life. Could have been better, could have been worse.
Pop a grade on it.
Oh, letter grade or scale to 100?
Yeah, well, I guess your choice. I was picturing letter grade, but.
Letter grade?
Yeah.
C-?
I was going to say.
D-.
Yeah, C-.
D-?
C-?
No,
all right.
C-.
It's not the worst I've ever seen.
No.
It isn't Dwayne Wade and Cristiano Ronaldo, but it's closer to those than like the Bobby Orr statue.
Oh, the Bobby Orr statue is sweet. Yeah, so what do you do? Would you have gone helmet on?
Yes.
Okay.
I would have done the running out of the tunnel, which a lot of people wanted, the let's go.
Let's go.
Or some kind of game action statue. Those would have been my choices. Either one would have the helmet on. So, yeah.
I would have had him with the football. He's known for throwing the football. And they just got him immortalized as a guy with his hand in the air.
What'd you think of Brady? A little cringe-inducing, the whole thing?
Yeah, I think it's kind of par for the course. I am curious how they're going to bring him back next year.
What was that shirt made out of? That was like an expensive-looking shirt.
Probably,
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, probably the hair of angels or unicorns.
But don't
you think they bring him back every year? They figure out something else because it pops the fans. They love it. They had Brady Knight last year.
Yep.
They had a whole to-do. Jay-Z was there. It was a big to-do. This year's the statue.
What's the excuse to bring him back next year?
Well, we talk about maybe name a street after him, maybe name a food item in Gillette Stadium
him. You're not just saying he gets a Patriots game on Fox and then he's just there. You're saying they actually
sell tickets,
have a
bring
night,
him back,
make money off of him.
Tom Brady's back
for
another preseason game. You got to spend
how much
bucks.
Longer until he gets inducted into the actual Hall of Fame?
Well, not five. So, yeah, three more. He's been out for two.
Sounds right.
Or is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be the third season he's not played, right? So, yeah, a couple more years.
Bring him back on Bill Knight whenever they do that. I don't know when that's going to be.
I think
2028. Okay, there you go.
I don't know when we're getting Bill Knight.
I don't think it's going to be soon.
No.
But bring Brady to that.
Brady would go to that.
Yeah.
Brady would go.
I think he would. Or should Bill call him?
That'd be hilarious.
Full circle.
Do you think Belichick will agree to do a roast? On Netflix.
No.
Can you imagine?
That would be must watch.
With Bill and Jordan sitting up there, and then it's just like Nikki Glaser and Shane Gillis just going, yeah, it'd be good.
I mean, Bill could get a good payday off that.
You could. You could. You could buy another house for Jordan.
You definitely could.
Yeah, got a lot of real estate.
We'll get to those two lovebirds coming up in just a little bit here on Jones and Keefe. No, I thought the whole thing was just a little underwhelming, meaning the statue. I think Brady's delivery, whatever, cringe-inducing, that is par for the course with him. And that's a hard spot, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Like, what you're talking about yourself, that's not an easy spot to go up there and go on for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, however
but
long
it
you
also
talk
shows
for.
You the state of the team. And I feel like the Red Sox even did this, like, right after Ortiz retired. They, like, immediately brought him back for something. And so Brady's been, I guess you could make the argument, well, he's been off the Patriots for a while, but, like, he's only been out of the league for a couple of years, and he already has the name, already has the statue. Like, they didn't let it breathe at all. And I think part of it was, the team's down. We need to remind people about the good times again. Get Tom Brady here as soon as we can. Like, really, like, milk this thing for every last drop. That's kind of what they're doing.
You hear Vrabel this morning? They asked him, like, did you talk to the team about the statue? Did Brady address the team? He's like, no.
No.
He was short this morning. He was noticeably very, very short and prickly, I thought, this morning.
Also, side note, is between Tom Brady owning the Raiders and doing games for Fox, would he even be, like, allowed to talk to the Patriots? Like, I don't know what the rules are.
You know what? That's a great point.
There might be some sort of, like, thing, like, I don't know, maybe that wouldn't be allowed or whatever. But, yeah, he was just like, no. Did you talk to the team about the statue? Like, no.
No.
No. They'll be fine. If they want to see it, they can go see it. Like, give me a break.
But no, I thought, I don't know what to make of that, meaning Vrabel, just to veer into this for a minute, meaning Vrabel being kind of short and prickly and terse.
Yeah, well, but he started out in a really good mood. Like, Courtney introduced him. She's like, no, Greg. And he's like, yeah, let's make this the best one then.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That kind of
well,
thing.
That's true. He started off with some good energy. That's true. I just, to me, I wonder if this is a little bit of the Bill attitude where, all right, we had a big win. Let's not get big heads about it. It was against a bunch of second and third stringers.
I think it will be. I think it's that.
So maybe there was some of that with Vrabel.
He's probably like a lot to clean up.
I think that'll be interesting to watch. Is he managing expectations when he does this interview every Monday on the Greg Hill Show? Most weeks it'll be with Grill. With Greg, rather. Not this one.
Ooh, the Grill Master.
The
25th anniversary of the first Super Bowl team will be next year. So they got to bring everybody back, including Brady for that.
That's a good time to do that.
Belichick probably
sure.
needs to come back for that, I would think.
It'd be hard for him not to, unless he's winning, like, I'm coaching Carolina.
Just winning peach bowls down there.
So, yeah, that's probably one you can milk a little more dough out of Brady. What'd you think of the statue? Keith gives it a C-. I think that's the right grade.
Thank you.
And Brady on top of that with Brady Night on Friday. You can discuss at 617-779-7937. Let's get back into the Pats. What'd you think of Will Campbell? A lot of you got your first look at him on Friday night. We'll do that with your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.